switch off.
Just don't listen. Just don't even listen to the question. Okay, Hayden, do you want to just give me a few words from mic level? Tell me how you got here or something.
Sure. I took the Victoria line, which was pleasant. Not pleasant at all, really.
Can I just ask you to pull that microphone slightly closer to you? Yeah, just swing it in a bit. Yeah, fine. Okay. Yeah, great. Tell me how awful the Victoria line was again.
The carriages were full and the smell was unpleasant. Was,
great. Yeah. Hayden, Amit, how are you sounding? How was your journey in?
Yeah, it was nice. I got the central line in. It was pretty packed, but, you know, managed to commute with my wife, so...
Bring that slightly closer. Okay.
Where's Bahama's office?
Tottenham Court Road is where she gets off at. It's Soho, so...
Right. Yeah, okay, that's perfect. Sounding good. How do I sound? Oh, dear. Right. So, the first one's going to be, what's your name? Name of your business, what does it do? So, we'll just go, hi, I'm Hayden. Hi, I'm Amit. We're both... And then
describe a bit about who we are.
Just describe about what you do, yeah.
So
okay, so
and then you do the rest.
All right.
And we can go again if you need to. So yeah, so what's your name and what's the name of your business?
Hello, I'm Hayden.
And I'm Amit. We run Bulb, which is a renewable energy supplier. We supply homes and businesses across the UK with 100% renewable electricity and gas.
Great. So what gave you the idea for the business?
We both used to work in the energy industry. I worked with some of the big six as a consultant, and Amit was a gas and electricity trader. And when we were working in the industry, we discovered that there were quite a few things that could be improved. Prices were too high, service wasn't very good, which I guess we've all read about in the newspapers. And the other big thing was that renewable energy was something that was seen as something expensive, you had to pay more for. But if you look at the costs, we thought that we could make it a lot less expensive. So that's what we've done with Bulb. So I think we're like 20-25% cheaper than other renewable suppliers, and it means that hopefully everyone can afford to make a renewable choice if they want to.
And what challenges have you faced along the way in starting out with this project?
I think, yeah, there's a number of challenges you face along the way. Really, at the moment, the one that we're working really hard on is just getting the word out there of how easy it is to switch, that you can make a renewable choice very easily, and, yeah, that there's really affordable energy choices that you can make quite quickly.
And in terms of sort of operational starting out issues, have there been any?
Yeah, it's quite, I don't know, when I used to tell my friends that, yeah, we're going to start an energy supplier, people's eyebrows used to sort of raise up, and obviously they it is quite a daunting task. I've got to say, though, it's been fascinating to see how you can use new technology and apply it to a relatively traditional industry. So yeah, there's in setting up the IT systems and all the back office operations, we've used a lot of modern technology that has actually made starting the business a lot easier than I think it would have been 10 or 15 years ago. So yeah, within the space of a year, we were up and running and providing people with service that, that they haven't had before. Everyone seems extremely happy with what they're getting.
And in terms of leadership style, what's your leadership style like?
Our combined leadership style. It's interesting, actually. As a pair, I think that really helps. We're sort of...
Can we just do... in terms of leadership style...
In terms of leadership style, as a pair, it's an interesting question, because we're both different people. But I think as a pair, it means that you can often take responsibility for different parts of the company and take responsibility for different situations and different ways of working with the team. So I guess a separate answer for both of us. How would you describe our different approaches?
I think firstly, it's really I didn't have a huge amount of experience of straight up leadership before doing this, but growing into that role with a friend who's also your co-founder makes it a lot easier. You sort of learn how to do things together. And yeah, I think there's, you know, there'll be often times in meetings where one of us is taking a bit more of a, I guess, maybe a bit more of an energetic, energetic role in discussions, while someone else is taking a bit more of a backseat and a bit sort of steadier.
Steady hand on the tiller.
So I think those sort of things, we work really well at complementing each other on that. And yeah, it just makes it a lot of fun to continue.
Yeah.
Continue doing.
And so who, or maybe what inspired you to do this?
What inspired us to do this? Initially, it was from when we were working in the industry and we saw all of these things that we thought were really unfair and that were very important and needed to be fixed, and we didn't see anyone fixing them. So it was the problem that inspired us to do this at the very beginning. I think then when we think about how we're going to solve the problem and what we do, there's lots of companies in the past that we've seen that have done amazing things here. So, for example, we think about IKEA, who did this incredible thing where furniture used to be something that people only really wealthy people could afford to buy new furniture regularly, and, you know, talking like 60 years ago. But IKEA have transformed that. Now almost everyone can afford to fit out their homes with new furniture. I think there was another company that really inspired us in the beginning as well, which was GiftGaff, the phone company. It's a bit of a more modern example, but they built an online community of members, and it's really a company that's been built from the ground up, and all of the members of that company contribute to what they do. And that's what we do with Bulb. We have a very active member community, and most of our best ideas come from that community. We've had one recently where a member was complaining about exit fees from their previous supplier, and we've just decided to scrap exit fees for ourselves. And also, if any of our new members have exit fees from their old supplier, we'll refund them for that. And it's just, yeah, lots of little ideas like that from the community that really help us.
It's a very interesting sort of current model, isn't it, that? And so going forward, what's your ambition for the business?
Our ambition for the business, the reason why we went into this is to improve the service and the deal that consumers are getting from their energy company. We also long term really want to be part of, you know, driving behavioural change in response to how people actually use energy. There's a lot of people don't really have a lot of access to the data around the amount of energy that they use, and long term we want to be able to help people use less.
Okay, so you're not in it for a quick exit.
We are not in it for a quick exit. We're in it for the long haul, because it's going to take a long time to change this behaviour. And I think energy is only going to get more exciting with all the new technology around electric vehicles and batteries and smart grids, and, you know, all of the things that you can do with your mobile phone as well are going to completely transform this. So as a supplier, we want to be at the very epicentre of that.
Excellent. That's it. Perfect. Thanks, guys. Yeah.